can't... I don't know how to tie the tie. It just... It just is two straps in me.
Johnny, it's... You need to grow up. It's your grandad's funeral. You need to tie your own tie.
He always tied my ties, so I don't know why I have to suddenly start tying my ties.
Life goes on, Johnny.
I'm a 32-year-old man.
Well, you said it.
If I don't want to tie my ties, I shouldn't have to.
Well,
he'd respect that.
If you don't want to tie your own tie as a 32-year-old man, you can go out and pay your own rent as a 32. Under this house, men tie their own ties.
Where's that son of mine? Is he ready?
He's down here not tying his fucking tie.
I can't tie the tie.
Oh, son.
It's what?
Do you want me to tie it
no.
for you?
No, don't
I'll
smother
tie
the boy.
I'll tie it for you, don't you worry about... I've never learned.
See?
I've just realised I've never learned.
Granda tied her ties as well.
It's so upsetting. He would always tie them for me.
We're gonna miss the funeral here. And I'm not going to tie your ties for you. You need to do it yourselves. It's about time I put my foot down in this family.
You wear a clip-on. That's not fair.
I had the foresight to go and get a fucking clip-on, son. You should clip-on.
You have more clip... Let me use one of your clip-ons.
No, they're backups.
What, in case you spill a little soup on yourself?
How dare you bring that up? How dare you?
No, you deserve it.
Fuck you.
I want you to remember what happened at your own mother's wedding. You made a fool of yourself.
Well, she made a fool of the whole family by marrying him.
What, it was her third wedding? Give her a break. Her husband just died.
Yeah, my first stepdad. That's who that was. Let's not go through what happened 2 years ago, okay?
All right.
We're talking about today.
So now you just have replacement ties ready to go, but you don't... Well, maybe you should get a replacement son. If you don't want...
I fucking would if I could. Let me tell you. Now, get your fucking tie on, otherwise I'm going to break your legs.
All right, final. Time
and you,
tie.
Gwen, wash your face.
They're serving soup after, so you better watch yourself.
Ah, fucking audience.
Ties. What are they? What the hell is going on there, right? Who decided they were a good idea? A little ugly piece of fabric that you tie around your shirt? For the benefit of whom exactly? Your mother? My mother? She hates your tie. We are a Goat Wool Scarves family, and we always have been. Goat Wool Scarves have been in our family for generations, keeping us and the rest of Dunbracken warm for 73 years. Tommy Tyson and his terrible ties do not do that! I heard that he has been putting snow in the bottom of his ties to make you even colder. Why bother with them when you can wrap your neck in a loose, comfortable, and just the right amount of scratchy Goat Wolf scarf? Tommy Tyson's ties aren't loose at all. In fact, he's installed a device in every tie that constricts it by an inch for every minute you wear it. He is literally trying to kill you, folks! We would never do that here at Goat Wolf Scarves, lovingly made with 100% Hessian silk by my own mother's hands. The only thing that Tommy Tyson has ever made was a mistake in thinking that we wouldn't notice what he did to our father. A tie-based peace offering to end the feud of the span of millennia? The same wet tie we found him dead in the next morning? We're coming for you, Tommy. Goat Wolf Scarves. The second best thing to wrap around your neck. The first being a pair of hands, and you being Tommy Tyson.
Welcome back to Dunbracken. Hey, here's £10. I'd like a betting slip, please. I'd like to bet, please.
Patrick, what is it you're looking to bet on today?
Would you be able to tell me the odds of if there's a fire at the school today? Just what the odds are.
See, now this is specifically why I asked you what you're going to bet on today.
Here's £10 for it.
No, you've been here every day this week.
I just want to bet if there's going to be a fire at the primary school today.
The fire was yesterday.
Yeah, I know. So I think if I put it in today, it's the least likely day, so the odds are high. So if I win, I'm in the money.
And how many people do you think are going to be betting against you on this?
Maybe not a lot, but I here's £10 and just write it in the little computer and we'll find out the odds.
Now, Patrick, as your uncle, I have to tell you that this behavior is very concerning. And
everybody loses money gambling. It's fine.
Sorry. This is a betting shop where you might win. You might win. It's a betting shop.
Yeah, that's the dream.
People might win.
That's the dream.
Not everyone loses money. Right, some people win a lot of money. That's the whole point of betting, is that you have the opportunity to win a lot of money. Yeah. And in fact, I'm sure that if you look through the accounts, you would find out that we're actually doing very poorly because a lot of people win.
Here's £5 to see if any old men start fighting in the park.
Exactly how am I supposed to monitor this?
I assume once the bet's placed, then it's under the jurisdiction of the betting shop to watch out for these things, no?
Yeah, and what are the costs, do you think, that are attached with this?
I assume just one person on a stakeout, so that's what, a day, so £60 a day, maybe? I don't know how much you pay them. What's minimum wage? £8.59 an hour, so what's that? 7.5 hours.
How much is your bet?
£5.
Now, I want you to treat this seriously.
Certainly, I always do.
You're putting on a £5 bet.
All right, fine, here's 20.
No, doesn't matter how much it is. The cost of actually going and checking this. First of all, how do you even have £10 or £5 to bet?
Well,
I'm not going to ask. I don't want them to really know the answer to that. I don't care what sort of
illicit
things you're doing outside of this betting shop.
Here's £30, or if the bakery's out of wheat again.
Now, we can't take that because the bakery is frequently out of wheat.
Exactly. It's not going to be great odds, but if I get £35 back, we're in a winning streak.
But no one's making bets against that. That's the problem.
People in this town.
People in this town are starving. The bakery hasn't had any wheat. We're going on, 2.5 months now?
It's what the odds, 1 in 10, I'll make £3 back on a £30 bet.
Extremely good that the bakery is not going to have any more wheat. There's no one betting that the bakery is going. And the fact that it's a cartel and that most people in town, everyone has access to all of the information about the prices of the wheat, the volume of the wheat shipments. We're pretty sure that there's no wheat. Now, maybe I shouldn't be telling you this because I work in the betting shop. Giving you insider information.
I can't put this bet on anymore.
And the betting shop is also connected to the cartel.
The Donahue's.
Come again.
The Donahue's cartel.
Yeah, it's Donahue's bookies.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. Are you wearing a wire?
I'd like to place a £40 bet.
Hold on a second.
For the police raiding here.
It's June 27th. Why are you wearing a duffel coat?
You've been compromised, Tango. Get out of there.
I would like to place a £40 bet on you being raided
by
the police.
Number one, where is your money coming from? Number two, why are you wearing a duffel coat? Number three, why are you talking about crimes to bet on?
It's very warm today.
Tango, we've got what we need. Get out of there.
This duffel coat has ice on the insides, but and this has been keeping me warm. It's new technology, proprietary.
Get that tape out of there, you dumb fuck.
We'll start to close the doors. Cancel all bets. You have about 30 seconds to get out of here.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, the ice is melted.
Tango.
Oh, no.
The ice was to stop the cassette getting dangerously hot. You are now going to overheat and die. You need to find a way out of there.
Why are you cocking your head to one side?
These damn ears, they just aren't what they were.
I'm going to ask you one question, and I won't be repeating it.
Okay.
And I want a straight answer. Are you wearing a wire, and are...
Yes.
You also may be wearing a two-way radio... So that you can both hear the person as well as they can hear you.
Yes, both the answers are true to that question.
Tango, what the fuck?
I'm not a cop. I can't lie.
Wait a second, are you talking to me or are you talking to someone?
To the police officer on the other line that's been trying to get you caught for underhand dealings.
Come over here, Patrick. Lean towards the glass window.
Yeah, real close to you. Real.
That's right. Put up against the breathing
vents. Do you want to just talk into the little mic on my lapel?
Yes, pull out the mic.
There you go.
That's right. Hello.
Hello there. It's funny. I completely forgot it was a two-way radio. I completely forgot that I could just record everything that's coming through this rather than simply waiting for the tape. You know how much money we spent on them.
Can you ask the person if I'm allowed to use this police money to bet still?
We told him explicitly he was not allowed to use police money to bet.
Now that it's all been compromised, is it my money now?
Well, is it his money now?
How would you like to work for the police, even though you may or may not be associated with the weed cartel?
Is it still being recorded, or is this mostly functioning as a two-way radio?
You have my word, it's mostly functioning as a two-way radio.
Then, as a member of O'Donohue's cartel, I accept the role of police officer. Wait, so you said work for the police? Do you mean work as a police officer, or work
Subcontract.
Oh, then yes.
Sunny side. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. What's the benefits package with subcontracting? That's self-employed, right?
Yes. Very good.
You get a two-way radio. Everyone gets a two-way radio.
Great. But I'm thinking more about salary or wages.
No.
No salary or no wages?
Everyone in the town is starving. It's selfish for you to ask for a salary, frankly.
I'd like to put us a bat.
Then the adults are talking.
Tango, shut up.
So I would like to decline that offer, Mr. Police Officer.
Fair enough. Can you pass me back to Patrick?
Yes.
Hello?
Tango.
Yes.
Why are you like this, Tango?
Well, you gave me all this money. I thought it was mine. I bought my groceries for the rest of it. But I did ask the butcher if they would let any bets. They wouldn't.
You tried to bet in the butcher shop?
Yeah. Tried to get them to tell me the odds of the butcher shop burning down.
This explains why I got the call, but I didn't want to think it was you.
What call?
My butcher, suspecting that his butchery be burnt down.
I didn't threaten him. I said sometimes I'm real clumsy.
Hello, I'm Tommy Tyson from Tommy Tyson's Terrible Ties. First of all, I would like to remind you of our wonderful Easter offering. If you prove your patronage to our Lord and Savior and go off something for Lent, then we will give you 40% off any tie you could possibly desire. And you can look as good as Jesus himself. Secondly, I would like to address those slanderous accusations made by the Goldswool family, and who I have to assume was Gilbert Goldswool himself, who read an advertisement on the radio claiming that I tried to kill his father. All I have to say to that is that is ludicrous. I would never try to kill his father. I succeeded. I killed the patriarch of the Goldswool Scarves family with my bare ties. The Goldswools will claim that my ties, that Tommy Tyson's terrible ties, have little bits of ice to make you colder. That's preposterous. Those ice ties were just a prototype, which we have now perfected in our patented liquid coolant that we use to cool down ties for those days where you need to look snazzy but don't want to wear a full suit. I personally gifted one of those to Goldswool Sr., and that sucker not only took the bait, but he allowed me to personally tie it for him. I'm an honorable man, so of course I tied a wonderful knot, where a lesser man would have made it a weak knot that would come undone the first sign of distress. No, I tied it so well that even if his family had realized my murderous intent, even if they had realized I was slowly freezing him to death overnight, that they would not be able to break my triple Windsor backhanded sailor double-fisted polymer knot in time. He signed his own death warrant when he broke into my shop and left his goat covered in tartan that ate 26 of my finest ties and my pet echidna, Harold. Tommy Tyson's Terrible Ties, 40% off for you and Jesus.
I wish to challenge my parking ticket. I just feel like when I parked, the sign with the time restrictions wasn't built yet, so I shouldn't be penalized for it.
Yes, no, it wasn't built. You're correct. We've been going back over the CCTV for the past year and issuing fines.
I just don't think that's right. I had no way of knowing. And the rule, in fact, wasn't in place at the time. I was following the rules. You can't retroactively charge me for parking.
You're correct. It was not in law at the time, but...
Your Honor, are you hearing this? What are we disputing?
We are disputing the fact that you parked where you shouldn't have a year before. You shouldn't have done it.
We're all in agreement that it was legal when I did it.
No. I think you'll find that the council is in desperate need of funds, and therefore you have been fined, sir.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, would you like us to raise taxes?
Well, I get out of my fine if you do. I'd rather we all pay a little bit more than just me.
Look, sir, we were doing parking based on, a goodwill kind of thing beforehand. If you thought I shouldn't park here, then don't park there. I didn't think that. Well, it's per judgment on your part. And if anything, you're driving under per judgment. That's as bad as like driving drunk.
We could fine you for that, sir. And we only fined people who were parked for more than an hour as well. So what were you doing?
It's my driveway. I park there all the time.
Convenient.
Where else am I meant to park? On the street?
Yes.
Why
didn't you park on the street?
Because I have a driveway. It just makes sense.
Yeah, but what if someone else needs that driveway?
Yeah, now there's a sign in front of your driveway.
Yeah, I can't park for more than an hour, which feels unfair.
Anyone can park there. They just have to accept the fine that comes their way.
It's just, it's not a public space.
We reclaimed it, sir.
You heard it here first, folks. An outright confession fresh from the horse's ass. Tommy Tyson is a Machiavellian-style villain who has no place in Dunbracken and no place in this world. Perhaps if Tina Tyson, the coward, had actually gone through with the wedding with Gargamel, my own brother, the son of Gregarious Goatwool, we wouldn't be in this mess, and there certainly wouldn't have been a necessity for a good old-fashioned B&G. That's a breaking in it, goatening for all you Tyson idiots. I have personally never seen Jerry the Goat more pleased with himself than he was that day. But I am the bigger man here, and I will freely admit that eating Harold was not part of the plan. He truly was a great pet in the face of Tommy Tyson's terrible ties. And all I have to say to that is, I'm just a kidding around. Fuck you, Tommy. I'm glad Jerry ate your shit, little rat boy. We've been starving him for weeks and showing him blueprints of your store and how to pick locks. He's hungry for ties, Tommy, and I'm hungry for blood. If you're feeling hungry, come on down to Goatwool Scarves and try our newest edible scarf. Guaranteed to leave you cozy on the outside and full on the inside. Sure, why not bring in a Tyson and burn it in front of us, and we'll give you 45% off anything in the store.
Yes, I'm here to see your license.
I have it. I'll go and get it for you now. Is this for the dog, is it?
Aye.
Right.
Don't you dare step foot in our house.
You stay there.
Stay out.
You don't have any permission.
I'm an officer of the law. You know that I can enter premises.
I can bring you the license out the
door. Do you need to see my ID?
I do. I would like to see
your
ID.
Here it is. Okay. Here's the big old badge.
But you need a reason to enter this abode. And now we're willing to get...
Suspicion of non-licensed dog.
I'll get you the license. Hold
that's
on.
One of the entrance...
I'm recording this, by the way.
One of the
so
entrance
you know.
Options yeah. is suspicions of non-licensed dog.
You put a GoPro on my head, so we're capturing everything.
And you're welcome to. You're welcome to.
You want
to
turn on your body cam? I notice your light isn't blinking, but mine is.
You can request this by GDPR. You can get that.
We will. Bridge. We will.
Here's the license.
There you are.
Sir, the dog. You can see it matches his photo.
Old English sheepdog.
And where is the dog?
He's sleeping.
Can
sleeping?
I see
you
the dog?
You want to bother the dog? No.
I want to see if this dog... This entrance to house on suspicion of non-dog.
Nope. You can't just say things out loud and then they happen.
Suspicion of non-dog. If you don't have a dog but you have a license, that's also fraud.
Dog fraud.
That's dog fraud.
You accusing us of dog fraud?
Yeah. You could be pretending to have a dog by paying for a license just to get proof of dog.
Why would anyone do that?
Tax benefits.
What, for saving a dog?
You know that the local council has great initiatives for dog owners.
Yeah, we do.
Access to the dog park.
We do claim dog tax credits, to be fair.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Whenever you get your bins emptied, they put those little doggy bags with the bins.
Well,
those aren't for everyone.
Well, we don't use doggy bags. We let it compost the ground.
Then what are you doing with the doggy bags that you receive from the bin, man? You've really put your foot in it here.
We put our leftovers in it and stick it in the freezer.
That's not what they're for. Food fraud.
Food fraud?
You can't stop trying to get into the house. Stop it, sir.
Get away.
Stop. You can't just claim
something.
We
can't have our leftovers.
Permission to go into house due to food fraud.
No, get...
No, it doesn't work.
All right, you're in the house. You happy?
Here's the fridge. Do you want to inspect the fridge?
Do you want a cup of tea?
There's the dog. It's sleeping.
That dog barely matches this photo.
He's had a rough year, okay?
Okay.
We all have. We keep confusing his shit for our leftovers.
There's one problem that I can see here. This dog license that you've handed me, that I'm holding in my hand right now, is not signed.
You have failed to sign it. The dog can't sign things.
We've tried.
If it's not signed, it's not. But it's like a passport. You're trying to travel on a license that's not been signed.
The dog isn't moving anywhere.
I'm going to have to lock you out of using the village.
The whole village?
The whole village.
The whole village.
Can't do that, sir. I'm recording, let you remember.
Yeah, he's streaming direct to kick.com.
And you're free to get that on GDPR. I don't know
we
why
we already have it. It's ours.
I don't know why you're wasting your time with your own recording. You can well, get mine getting, GDPR.
We have a load of people watching this right now. 12 viewers.
Well, I have the right to be here under right to suspect food fraud.
Danny, 1, 2, 3, 4, thank you very much for the sub. Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this in a wee second. Sorry, there's a lot of people watching.
And if I could see inside of this fridge.
Nope.
If you could, indeed.
But as you well know, because you must have read up on your facts, I'm not allowed to touch that fridge.
Nope, you're not. You can touch your dog, but you can't touch your fridge.
Well, that's right.
That's what we'll be out in the streets screaming tonight.
What's this dog's name? Alfred? Alfred, open the fridge for me.
Alfred, don't do it.
Alfred, open.
Alfred.
Open the fridge.
Alfred, stop.
There we go. What's
Alfred,
in here?
Alfred, you
What's
piece.
What's in here?
Come on, Alfred. It's just frozen dog shit, okay?
We get very confused. The bags are hard to...
And the more dog shit we accidentally eat, the harder it is to remember not to eat it.
Are you trying to take work away from our good refuse men and women?
No, because we still put our leftovers into the dog bags and into the bin.
We're out of fortune.
That's bin fraud.
Some of them we put into the ground.
That's ground fraud?
I think we're going to go away for a long time.
Alfred.
You're not going anywhere. You're staying in this house.
Oh, no. He's going to lock us from the outside.
Now, I'll be condemning your access to the outside world on my exit from this abode, and you had best not untrespass from your own abode.
I'm going to untrespass on grounds of worried that the outside is committing food fraud. You did it. I can do it.
You have kept enough buried in your own garden to sustain you for years.
What if the dog needs a walk? That's
Yeah, it's animal cruelty.
Yeah, exactly. If we can't walk the dog.
Alfred, do you need a walk?
Alfred, don't. Alfred. Come on, Alfred.
Well, Alfred, I'm going to give you my... Here's my card, Alfred. If you need a walk...
Alfred, don't put that on your wallet.
You contact me directly. But until then, Alfred, free to come and go as he pleases.
You too. Unbelievable. Alfred, you get us a takeaway.
Oh.
Just take your dog shit, it's fine.
The Goatswool family will have you believe that their mother makes all the scarves herself. And they'll have you believe that, because that is true. But what they don't want you to know is that she beats the ever-living Jesus Christ out of those poor animals. Because she discovered that a traumatized goat has a biological response. And that is to produce more wool, because it believes that it can then take more battery from its predators. It has more wool to sustain the injuries. The only predators that those goats have to fear is Mrs. Goatswool herself. And for that reason, she's the only member of the family that I respect.
Tommy Tyson's Terrible Tides. Where no matter how terrible you are, we'll have a tie that fits. Come in now with a court-ordered summon and you'll get half off. Through the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
I don't know, I just feel like if you're gonna be dragged to do jury duty, you at least want an exciting one.
I don't think we can talk about our personal lives.
I think it's exciting to be paired with me on the jury. Would you like me to regale you of what I had for my breakfast? I had two poached eggs.
Juror number six, we really need to focus.
Oh, focus on the breakfast, of course. I usually have three poached eggs, but today, two. My peahen did not lay enough eggs. Woe is me. And then I had to come down to the court. I have some of the shell in my pocket if you would like some.
No, I'm fine.
This is more interesting than the case.
I understand but it's...
Thank you, Samelia. Oh, what else would you like to hear about my day?
How about your thoughts on the hit and run case?
Oh, yes.
We're dealing with?
Indeed. My peahen was actually there at the scene, but my peahen has been silent ever since, so I believe that something truly bad happened that day. Hence why we are in court. That is my verdict.
Okay, so you're also going with guilty.
Hold on. That means that you're associated with the case. So then is it a conflict of interest? Because your peahen saw the act?
Wait. Oh, yes. My peahen is actually going to be up on the stand at some point. Or should I have mentioned that? Juror, I would like to abstain from the court. For I am connected to this case. Not that I was in the hit and run, but my peahen, Samanthea, was in attendance.
The defense has no objections to her remaining in a juror.
Well, what an honor to be still a part of this.
As the prosecutor, I actually think that we need to keep her now, because if we get rid of her, then we have to start this all again. There's going to be 4 days of this restarted. And
I would love to be out of here by 4.
No, we're going to have to redo 4 days. It's going to be a mistrial.
That's what I'm saying. It's fine if she stays.
Yeah, okay, so we're in agreement that she stays, even though her chicken is next.
Peahen!
Even though her peahen is next.
I'm feeling good about this case.
Okay, you're a witness.
Mama Goatwool has rightfully earned her place on the food chain and has worked hard to keep those goats in line. Oh, Gilbert, why doesn't she just go for sheep? There's more of them, and they're easier to scare. First of all, go fuck yourself. Mama Goatwool does not do easy work. Secondly, do you think she's just going to stop at goats? Mama Goatwool has seen all the ways the animals look at her in Dunbracken Zoo. It's the same way that I look at Tommy Tyson-themed dartboard on my wall. This is our God-given biological response. I am waiting for the day you come out of hiding, Tommy. Really looking forward to it.
I have been a court stenographer for 3 years now. It's an exciting job, but I can't speak about it. No, don't ask questions. I mustn't allow my lips to be pursed with information about what goes on in the court.
I have been the court gossip for the past number of years. So if you would like some information, please, my lips are wet and ready to administer gossip.
He gets paid more than me, which I feel is unfair. Because it's easier to gossip than to purse one's lips in silence.
How about you gossip then?
I will not gossip.
Here's a bit of gossip. I believe the court stenographer has been having an affair.
You can't talk about that. It was outside of court.
Exactly. Still gossip.
No, it's court gossip you're hired for. That's inadmissible.
It's gossip that
you're sullying
involves
the good name of court gossip. You
I
can't
believe
even do
you're
that,
the one
right.
Sullying the good name by having an affair.
I'm sullying my good name, I think you'll find.
The reason why this has not been known to many people is because they are having an affair with the head of the newspaper.
Yes, outside of court. The head of the newspaper.
And they're keeping it out of the paper.
Yes, and he buries
the lead.
Yeah, he buries the lead.
Honey?
Yes?
I've been looking at this transcript.
Yes.
Have you been having an affair?
I'm not allowed to talk about what happened in
the
court.
Read the last 5 lines back to me.
I can't talk about that. I am a stenographer. I am not the gossip. If you want to get the gossip in here, you'll have to do that in your own time.
It says here, yes, baby, bury the lead.
Yes, it does. That is as far as I'll go with it. Except to say that is me. Court stenographer is me. Yes, your assumptions are correct. I can talk about what happened outside of court, but I cannot, in good conscience, say that I had an affair
inside of court.
You're not allowed to have an affair inside or outside of court.
Oh, well, the lines are blurry. I just can't talk about anything in court, so does anything just, go...
Is this the first time this has happened?
I can't talk about that.
Jesus. I'm going to make a Freedom of Information request.
Please don't do that. The gossip will be all over my back.
Gilbert Goatswool, meet me at 4 p.m. at the swing set for your untimely demise. Jesus will be there. Will you?
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I would be a surprise witness. I'm unfamiliar with the crime. I was just suddenly pulled in off the street. I was blindfolded and someone shouted to surprise and now I'm here. I don't know anything.
Look, you can make this up as you go along. Do you think this guy's guilty or not?
How you doing?
First impressions.
What is up with you?
It's a simple yes or no. Guilty, what? Not guilty.
Hey, I have a large wad of cash waiting for you if this answer is correct.
I mean, I pay him a lot of protection money, so I don't want to speak against him.
Oh, of all the people to pull in off the street, huh?
Well, I mean, a lot of people pay him. Statistically, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, if you whisper to me if you think he's guilty or not guilty, and I won't say that it's you, unless you want me to say that that's what you said.
I can lip read.
Okay, how about this? I will write in an envelope the crime I think he did. You will write in an envelope crime he's currently being accused of. And if they match, I'll testify.
Oh, what?
So you're gonna...
I don't know what he's being accused of.
Yeah, but you have a sense of what he could be being accused of. You're just gonna profile him a little bit.
I know,
but not so much that if he's guilty or not guilty.
Oh no, I'm intimately familiar with him. And I know he's committed a number of crimes, but I don't know which one he's being prosecuted for.
Right, which one?
Yeah. And I don't want to testify against crimes that are irrelevant to this case.
It's like a needle in a crime stack.
I mean, it's pretty good odds that he's guilty then, from what you're saying. Your Honor,
I don't know the crime. He only commits certain types of crimes.
Exactly. You do more crimes, harder to find.
If it's a different type of crime than he usually does, 0% chance. For example, I don't believe he would sell illegal lumber.
No. All legal lumber.
So what sort of crimes would you be more familiar with him as his kind of hallmarks?
Hey, that is
hypothetically. Off the record.
Leading
off the
witness, Your Honor.
He's a good lawyer, isn't he? I can't believe he's defending himself. He represented me in my divorce.
I am the most expensive lawyer that I could hire.
Okay, I'll just say it. He'll happily falsify documents.
Yeah, that sort of tracks from our
that
experience.
That is not
as
what
well.
I am on trial for here. That is inadmissible.
All right, well, in that case, I'm not testifying any further.
All right, okay, well, back onto the street you go.
You can have a discount next week. No further questions, Your Honor.
What is that? Hey, do you hear that? Do you know what that is?
What?
Did you hear that? What's happening?
I don't know. Someone said something about some old guys fighting.
What? Seriously? Did you bet on that?
Why would I bet on two pensioners trying to kill each other?
To the death! Oh my god! Is anyone betting on it? Oh my god, my uncle wouldn't let me bet on that.
Okay.
He must have known it was happening.
Cool.
Typical.
Great.
Do you have a tan on you?
Why are you still here?
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. Bye-bye. Sorry.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Connor McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Marcus Keeley, Jared Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Paul Moon, Niall McKenna, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.
Loser!